pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday of Elite Eight week here in Kearney, as the Division II Elite Eight Women's Basketball Championships will be getting underway tomorrow. Practices are going on today at the Health and Sports Center. They finish up the practices around 4 o'clock, and those are all free and open to the public. If there's anybody you want to go out and check out, or if you get a chance to go out over your lunch hour, be sure to do so. And, of course, tickets available from the UNK Ticket Office for all the action Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk with a couple of the head coaches participating in the tournament, Mark Swayze from Franklin Pierce, Tim Moser from Alaska Anchorage, who we're going to talk to in just a moment. Looking forward to that. So many questions I guess you could ask just outside of basketball when you're coming in from Alaska, making their appearance here in the Elite Eight. And then at the back end of the show with Spring football practice getting rolling for the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow, we will catch up with Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated. Bo Pelini, first-year coach, went through the spring press conference yesterday, which you heard right here on ESPN Radio. And we'll kind of talk about that and maybe what, if anything, there will be to get out of spring ball before the season begins. Because I don't think there's going to be a whole lot said until spring practice is over, if you go by what Coach Pelini said yesterday. Plus, Nebraska women playing the NCAA tournament tonight. The Nebraska men, that's going to take a segment all into its own in the NIT last night when basketball becomes boxing and wrestling. It's a whole different story, but we'll talk about that as they were eliminated in the NIT. But right now, as we get ready to get into Elite Eight talk, we remind you we will be live at the Health and Sports Center tomorrow, leading right up to tip-off of the first game between Franklin Pierce and Alaska Anchorage, who is coached by our next guest. Tim Moser joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, congratulations and welcome to Kearney.
Hey, thanks so much. We're just glad to be here.
I would imagine that once the Alaska plane leaves, you're happy to get about anywhere safely.
Well, it's always a long haul, no matter wherever we travel.
Before we get into basketball, Tim, tell us a little bit about, you're in your second year there. You've obviously, as a coach, you obviously have past experience there and also have been at Colorado State Pueblo for the folks here in the RMAC that know a little bit about what's going on from that standpoint. But what makes competing, maybe even competitively, at Alaska, at any of the schools, so much tougher than what we see on the mainland?
It's just hard to convince people that we are just a normal city like anywhere down in the lower 48, you know, but it's hard to get kids to leave their parents and go up there, but when they get up there, it's just it's a great situation. We have a great situation for kids to come and get their education and play basketball.
Give me a selling point. What do you tell a kid that you're trying to get to come to Alaska Anchorage?
You know, one of the selling points we do talk about is, like, most Division IIs get in the vans and they drive everywhere. We have to fly. It is, our kids get treated really first class, and it's like we are treated like a Division I program where we fly everywhere. And that situation, we play in a great league, and we have the Great Alaska Shootout. You know, there's several selling points, and obviously the allure of living in Alaska, great place to grow as a person. You know, and grow as a young person. So there's a lot of different selling points to be in Alaska.
How excited is this ball club, as I'm sure every one of them is, to make it here to the Elite Eight? You get some time off between winning regionals, and, of course, for you guys, you were still traveling quite a bit, but you get some time off to get ready for the Elite Eight. What's the mood been like here the last week?
I think after we, you know, playing Seattle Pacific, which was our big rival, we played them three times this year. That was a huge game. Our kids, you know, put a lot of energy into that one to win that. And then really just to get here was just, it was our goal all year long to try to at least pursue a championship, and now we're here. I think our kids are really excited. I hope that equates to playing well, but, you know, I know our kids are really excited to be in Kearney.
Tim Moser, the head basketball coach at Alaska Anchorage, who played UNK earlier this year, as we heard about, and I guess that's the one thing you guys probably don't want mentioned a whole lot. At the time, I believe you were ranked fourth in the country, and UNK was able to nip you over in Hawaii. What's different about your ball club for the folks that know a little bit about that game than what you're doing right now?
I got to give Kearney a lot of credit. Those kids played really well against us. They're physical, and I think they played really well. They had a great scouting report, and our kids obviously didn't match their aggression. I think right now the difference, I think we're shooting the ball better. We're moving better offensively, but right now the teams that usually win in this thing rebound and guard, and I think that's what our kids have really done really well as of late.
For the fans, I think this is going to be an easy question for just about every coach that comes in here. Maybe they know a little bit about South Dakota players because they have some Nebraska ties, but basically every other team, you can just give a basic scouting report of yourself to the fans. Let the fans know that are coming out to watch you guys play tomorrow, and in your case, hopefully a little bit longer than tomorrow, who they're going to see, who your standout players are, and maybe your kind of style of basketball.
I hope we're as tough as anyone here defensively and we rebound. But the kids that I know that are good on this stage, Rebecca Kelpinski is as good a big kid as there is in the country, and I think people will notice that tomorrow. She's just a great all-around player and a better person. We do have a couple seniors and Maria Nielsen who can shoot it and Kelly Canonis that can put the ball on the floor. So we have a really balanced team, so it seems like those three have been our kind of the kids that have always – played well every night, but we have a different kid every night stepping up for us to help us win games. So tomorrow it could be someone else that hopefully steps up and makes shots. But I know that people are going to really like those three for sure.
You also have a little flavor on your team as far as international players. You've got two kids listed from Israel, one from Sweden, one from Russia. How do you go about getting these kids, and is their style of play going to be a factor this week?
Well, One thing that we've tried to do, we figured when we go there, the kids that usually want to go to Alaska, go that far from home, are going to be an older kid, and the international kids don't really care where they go in America. They just want to come over. So those four kids have been tremendous for us. But, they're more skilled, truthfully. Those kids can shoot the ball really well, and that's what we've done. And I think they'll like them. And this group's really diverse. I don't know. I haven't seen the other rosters, the other teams, but I know that we're from all over the place, and these kids have done a great job. It'll be coming a family.
We're talking with Tim Moser, the head basketball coach of the Sea Wolves of Alaska Anchorage here at the Elite Eight. They play Franklin Pierce to tip things off at noon tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about what you know about Franklin Pierce.
Probably both of us watch tapes of each other. I like their team a lot. I think they're really, really good offensively. I think they got a great player in the Leadham girl, and her sister's really good as well. I think they're really well coached. They run some things that are going to be really hard for us to defend because they shoot the ball so well. They're a machine offensively, so it's going to be we're going to have to get down and guard them. We definitely have a really tough opponent.
Tim, you look at the field as a whole, and I'm sure if you're a fan on the bottom half of the bracket, you got to be going, wow, we're all down here. This is the tougher half, yada, yada, blah, blah. What do you do to say, you know what, we've got a chance to get to the finals, but everybody here is just as good? Do you talk to the kids specifically about don't look at the rankings?
What we're trying to do right now is just worry about a 40-minute contest with Franklin Pierce. It's easy when you're here to get kind of – I think everyone knows we're playing for a national championship, but right now the team that just needs to play possession by possession, I know it's kind of a coaching cliche, but we really have to focus on those things and just worry about getting to the Final Four first. We really have a tough opponent, and we could be going home at 2, but I think if we play well, we have a chance to move on, and that's we just got to do the things we've done all year long, and hopefully those things pay off tomorrow.
It's 9 a.m. tip-off Alaska time. Does that affect you guys?
It is. We're trying to get our clock situated so we're ready to go at noon. We practiced yesterday at noon, and we're going to go do that community outreach thing today at noon. So it's I think our kids hopefully are going to be adjusted to it by tomorrow, and really no excuses. They know what they're playing for. They get 40 minutes. They got to get after it.
I know that was a special thing and a neat thing for all the elementary schools last year, talking with the kids and the coaches. And I think at the elementary level, when they see these great, and to them, big, tall athletes coming in that are here in Kearney, they get to learn some things. But obviously, I suppose you can teach them a lot more about Alaska than basketball. What's your attack for the kids today? What are you going to be telling them?
Really, our kids are going to just introduce themselves to them, and I think our kids are going to be just as excited as the other ones are to share what Alaska is. And when you recruit to Alaska, there's a lot of people that don't know what life really is there. So I think our kids are going to try to share with them that it's just a normal city. It's just a little further north, But I think our kids are really excited to do that and share our university and our program to them.
Tim Moser, head basketball coach at Alaska Anchorage. Just a couple more things before we let you go, Tim, because I got to know, how's the eating up there in Alaska?
The best fish in the world. It gets, you know, right now, I see March 8th was a fresh halibut time, and it, I'm telling you what, it's the best.
Did you sneak any down with you?
I have not. That's one thing for sure. When you eat fish anywhere else, it's totally not the same.
I should have put my request in sooner. And by the way, just looking at the resume here a little bit, when you were at Otero, Colorado Junior College, you coached both the men's and women's basketball teams for quite some time. That's got to be a little stressing and interesting. Did that help your overall coaching knowledge as you look back on it?
There's no doubt. You know, I learned to be humble. There's some humility in coaching. You lose at 5, win at 7, or vice versa. There's no way you can get a big head. And really, it was a great experience for me, but there's no doubt that's probably why I have no hair, as you'll see. it was definitely a stressful time, but it was a great experience. It was probably the best experience of my coaching career to do those things.
And, Tim, you know, as most fans, as we've said, you know, pick a team and root for them and encourage them and maybe make a team your favorite. And I know we're going to have Coach Swayze on next from Franklin Pierce, and hopefully he'll answer the phone after I make the comment. But I said from day one when the Elite Eight came out, you guys are the team I'm rooting for, Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, and we expect to see you playing Saturday night.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope we play well, but I'm just excited as heck to be here in Kearney, and I think everyone here, UNK has done a tremendous job just seeing the facility and everything. It's been tremendous.
We sent my co-host on vacation for the first 2 days, so he couldn't put his jinx on anybody. So I think you guys are going to be okay.
That's good. Get him out of here then.
Hey, Tim, we'll see you at the press conference later today, and best of luck this week.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the time. Tim Moser, head basketball coach of the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves. And as we said, Daddy's out today with some business. He's got some out-of-town meetings. Yes, he does do more, which slightly more, than co-host the show here. Derek, I'll tell you what, you know, we're looking forward to seeing some basketball this week. There's a lot of interesting stories. You almost wish that it could last a week long so you could kind of really get to know everybody a little bit.
Absolutely. With all these teams coming in, it's from all across the United States. And right here you have a perfect example with Alaska Anchorage. And you see what they bring to the table. You know, it's not stuff that we see every day. They're bringing a lot of international players. They have some players from Russia, that kind of thing. And it's an awesome deal for Kearney for everybody to get out and see some of these teams. It's great.
Tim Moser, head basketball coach at Alaska Anchorage, and we will be giving away a Division II Elite Eight women's basketball pass. It's good for two tickets to any session during the Elite Eight, and we'll be giving you a chance to do that. We're going to give away one pass each day this week, only one pass for family to the session. And again, the number is always 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. But here it is. We're going to give you an Elite Eight Division II tournament question. Now, the number one team in the country is Delta State. They come in unbeaten. For this two tickets to any session during the Elite Eight, what is the nickname of Delta State? It is definitely unique. The nickname of Delta State. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. We'll get you into the Elite Eight, at least two tickets to any session. Plus, when we come back, we're going to catch up with the head basketball coach at Franklin Pierce, Mark Swayze, after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did your lawn get attacked by grubs last year? We can make the attack of the grubs a distant memory with our lawn care program. Call our full-time staff today for a free estimate. You won't believe our prices. Keeping central Nebraska lawns beautiful for almost 40 years. Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Division II Elite Eight Women's Basketball Championships begin tomorrow at the Health and Sports Center. At 12 noon, Franklin Pierce takes on Alaska Anchorage. At 2:30, Wingate against Northern Kentucky. Unbeaten Delta State will take on California, Pennsylvania at 6, and South Dakota plays Washburn at 8:30. The national semifinals are Thursday, the championships Saturday. The Nebraska women's basketball team will be at Maryland for the second round of the NCAA tournament tonight at 8:30, the game on ESPN2. The UNK softball team is at UNO today and at Regis Saturday and Sunday. The Hastings softball team begins conference play against Dana tomorrow at 5-7. The Nebraska softball team is at Creighton Wednesday and hosts Oklahoma this weekend. The Nebraska baseball team will host Northern Colorado today and tomorrow, then travel to Texas for a weekend series. Hastings baseball is in action this weekend on the road at Dort and Morningside. UNK baseball will be at Mesa State. And for the Tri-City Storm, they're at Sioux City Thursday and host Sioux City Friday.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop across the area today with a high temperature of 57. Northwest winds also develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies with an isolated shower possible. Lows at 33, up to 58 for high Wednesday. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Second Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We have gotten rid of our Elite Eight ticket for today. Delta State, known as the Lady Statesman. And, Derek, you've got a winner for us.
Yeah, Jim from Grand Island knew it.
Congratulations, Jim. You will be heading to a session of the Elite Eight on UNK, the NCAA, and ESPN Radio. Can you believe baseball season started today overnight, in case you missed it? And I'll tell you what. You probably did, because it started at 5 o'clock our time in Japan, and I mean Central Time for those of you listening in on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Boston rallied to beat Oakland, winning it 6-5 in 10 innings. Brandon Morse with a solo home run in the top of the ninth, his first major league home run of his career for Boston, and he wasn't even supposed to play. J.D. Drew was a late scratch, so Morse starts, gets a couple hits, gets his first home run, ties the game at 4. Manny Ramirez, a two-run double off the top of the wall in the 10th, makes it 6-4. Oakland tries to come back, but grounds out with the tying run on base in the bottom of the 10th. 6-5, Boston wins the first game. And, of course, they play two there in Japan, and then basically everybody off for another week. But we will have Kansas City Royals baseball. Alex Gordon and the boys get things going 1 week from today on the road at Detroit. Your home for Royals baseball again this season. ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. You've got baseball. You've got basketball on the collegiate level for the men. The collegiate level for the women. The NBA is actually starting to heat up. We're getting close to the hockey playoffs. How can you possibly watch it all? Well, you need multiple TVs. And if you're going to watch it all, you're going to get hungry and thirsty. So why not go to the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney or Grand Island and catch all your favorite sports and enjoy great food and drink specials. They've got a daily lunch special, great specials every night, featuring all of the Coop's favorites, from their great pizza to their variety of wings and the variety of sauces. If you don't want the bones, you can get the boneless. If you want to have some of their great appetizers, they've got all the normals like the pub pickles, the cheese pleasers, garlic mushrooms, cheese balls, onion rings, a whole lot more. They've got ribs, they've got fish, they've got steak at night, they've got all kinds of great things. So why not enjoy all the basketball, all the golf, all the hockey, all of what you want to watch at the Chicken Coop, either for lunch or dinner, going on downtown Kearney or Grand Island. Well, we just got a chance to talk with Tim Moser, the head basketball coach at Alaska Anchorage, and their opponent in that first-round contest tomorrow at 12 noon at the Health and Sports Center will be Franklin Pierce. They won their first Northeast Regional Championship as they knocked off the fourth-ranked and previously unbeaten Holy Family University a week ago and move on to the NCAA Elite Eight, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach at Franklin Pierce, Mark Swayze. And, Coach, congratulations and welcome to Kearney.
Hey, Doc. Thanks a lot. You know, it's good to hear that the Red Sox won today. That's always good. And from New England, we love to hear when the big red wins. It's like how Just like out here in Nebraska, we know who the Big Red is here.
Exactly.
We'll have to follow those Cornhuskers.
Now, is that good karma, you think, for you guys?
Well, hey, we'll take anything we can get.
Coach, tell me a little bit about the emotion. You know, you go in, I don't care. If you see somebody on the other side that's unbeaten, you are probably the underdog. And to pull that off, that is a major, major accomplishment. Now you have to refocus, obviously, on what you want to be your next goal, and that's win some games here in Kearney. But, boy, the place had to be hopping after that one.
Oh, I tell you what, we just played our best half of basketball to beat them. We shot the lights out. And we had to, you know, in order to win, we had to shoot well, and we did. And, you know, we're just hoping that, you know, that hot shooting can continue here in Kearney.
Coach, your team, your school, your university, I actually had to chuckle the other day because your softball team was playing Hastings, which is an NAIA school. And so they were out in Tucson playing some softball. And then here you are, Division II, playing a little basketball with a school that has about 1,700 undergraduates compared to nearly 20,000 kids at Alaska Anchorage. I'm guessing you guys probably have to do some different things to try and find kids to play basketball for you.
Oh, we sure do. You know, we have a large international student population at Franklin Pierce. In fact, you know, our soccer programs have been very competitive. And our men's soccer team won the Division II national championship this year. Our women's team lost in the final this year. Our men's baseball team has been to the College World Series, I think, three out of the last 4 years and placed very well. They're highly ranked this year. So for a small school, this has really been a nice run the last couple of years we've been on out there in Ringe.
I'm going to say, is there anybody that goes to that school that isn't an athlete?
No, not really. I tell you what, about half the population are athletes.
Mark Swayze, the head basketball coach at Franklin Pierce, they come in with a record of 27-5 on the season, ranked 18th in the country as they come into this national tournament. Coach, again, like we're going to say with most of the coaches that we talked to this week, just let the fans here know a little bit about your team. You talked about the international flavor, but give us an overview of your team and what you like to do.
All right, well, you know, you're going to come in, we're going to be the smallest team on the court, no matter who we're playing. We're going to be smaller than everybody. We are quick, and we like to shoot. You know, we live by the jumper, die by the jumper, and that's kind of how we got through the region. We got hot at the right time, and, you know, we love to run. We like to get the ball up and down. We want to, you know, every team's trying to control a certain type of tempo. Our tempo is we want to run. You know, we want to get our kids out and get wide and get spaced and really move the ball offensively. Defensively, I think, has been the thing that we've most improved this year over a year ago, and that's the reason we're in the Elite Eight, because we have really gritted it out against bigger opponents this year. We've become a better rebounding team. Our help side defense has improved dramatically. You know, and we like to throw some junk, too. We have to. You know, we have a whole zone package that we can use if we need to, And you know, our man-to-man defense is our what we like to start out with and what we like to establish. But you know, if we got to go zone, we'll throw anything we need to throw at a team to beat them.
Coach, tell me a little bit about what you see in Alaska Anchorage as you get ready for tomorrow's game.
Yeah, it's just like the mountains out there. I look at their team and I just keep looking up and up, and they're huge, you know. And they've got a great guard. They have some exceptional athletes, you know, at the four position that can drive by you. They can shoot it a little bit. They are very aggressive on the boards. You know, probably every facet of the game that we don't match up well with, they seem to embody.
We're talking with the head basketball coach at Franklin Pierce, Mark Swayze. How many times do people have to ask you where Franklin Pierce is?
Well, you know, hey, well, let's get some history people out here. You know, we should have learned American history. We should have known that since third grade, right?
Well, we should have. We should have, but
there we have it.
I've got a few co-hosts on this show that would be scratching their head a little bit. Obviously, for some of the folks that don't know, there was a conference call last week that we all tuned into and listened to. You come out of that Northeast Regional, and they have had a lot of success in the Division II tournament here the last few years.
Yeah, the Northeast region has. You know, the one thing that we've tried to stress to our kids is that we're playing in one of the power conferences in the country. You know, if I don't know, I haven't done the research, but we'd be hard pressed to find another conference in any division, 1, 2, or 3, that has sent a representative from their conference into the Final Four in their respective sport. You know, that's pretty remarkable. And it speaks to the strength of our league, 1 through 15. You know, I think a lot of conferences will have a couple of pushovers in their league, or they have smaller numbers. We have 15 schools in our conference. And even in the last game of the season, the number one team in our conference was Stonehill College out of southeast Boston. And they played St. Anselm's College out of New Hampshire, who was the 15th ranked team. And St. A's had a three-pointer to beat them at the buzzer and missed it. So it's a very competitive conference, and that prepares us. And I think we're prepared for anything we're going to see. You know, at least we'll be prepared. Beating this team is going to be very difficult. But we're here. We're excited to be here, and the rest of it right now is gravy.
And last question about basketball, I guess, Mark. What about the overall field? I guess as a coach, you kind of got to look at the overall if you want to have the visions of maybe winning the whole thing, concentrate probably 90% on this game. But overall, what do you like or what do you see as this eight-team field comes to Kearney?
Well, first, obviously, you've got great coaches. You've got great programs. You've got four teams in this thing who've won a national title before. You've got a team from South Dakota who is exceptionally coached and is playing really inspired basketball right now and comes out of another power conference. You know, I mean, the North Central, which I believe is going to be defunct at the end of the year, that league's just tremendous. And, so you've got there's a lot of class in this tournament, top to bottom. Classy people, classy players, and it's just, it's real exciting to be in the mix.
And, Coach, before we let you go, I know you're going to be going out and talking to some elementary kids today, but do you get time to do anything else and maybe your impressions of Kearney so far?
Well, you know, I mean, I would love to get up into the Sandhills or get down and see some of those Sandhill cranes. You know, we're hoping that we can stay an extra day. And we're hoping we can stay till Sunday. But if we can get out, the number one thing I've enjoyed about Kearney so far, just in the 24 hours we've been here, is the hospitality. I love the fact that this community, the way that it's marketing itself and it's getting all of these national tournaments in here. Somebody's doing the right thing. They've got some good people in business here that I think are real progressive, because it's not an easy place to get to. And you've got colleges coming from all over the country to come to this one place. And the hospitality is the key. And I think you definitely got some good people marketing here in Kearney.
Well, Mark, we hope to have a chance to chat with you throughout the week. We wish you and the girls the best of luck and enjoy your time here, and good luck in the tournament.
Okay, terrific. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Swayze, head basketball coach at Franklin Pierce. Hope the fans out there are getting a little bit more sense of some of the teams. As we talk to some of the coaches, we're going to be catching up with Sandra Rushing of Delta State later on this week. Also tomorrow, we'll be talking with Ron McHenry, the head coach at Washburn, and we'll be making some more connections as well. Brenda Van Langen, who's going to be calling some of the games for ESPNU and ESPN2, the semifinals and finals. We'll be joining us on the show tomorrow as well, live from UNK, as we are at the Health and Sports Center, leading you right up to tip time for the first game tomorrow, which is Alaska Anchorage and Franklin Pierce at 12 noon. And then let's give you the rest of the lineup tomorrow at 2:30. It'll be Wingate against Northern Kentucky at 6 o'clock. And I guess the interesting thing about that, those are the only two teams coming in non-rated. And they don't reseed every year. The regions, I don't know if they just toss them in a hat or what they do, but they move them around, and you see so many new teams. It'd be interesting on some levels that, yeah, every year you get some kind of a rematch. They try to avoid that, but there's so many new teams. All eight teams this year in Kearney different than the eight teams we had last year. So Wingate, Northern Kentucky play at 2:30. Then the tomorrow night session at 6 o'clock, unbeaten Delta State takes on California, Pennsylvania, and third-ranked South Dakota will play Washburn at 8:30. So some good basketball. We hope you can get out and enjoy all, or if not all, at least some of the basketball that's going to be going on this week. And if you need tickets, contact the UNK ticket office. Swing by today. Take care of it. Tickets are, folks, they're cheap. Go by, see practice today. It's free. And you get to see what all is going on. So good times there at the NCAA basketball tournament. Coming up, we're going to give you away some more stuff here because we got so much going on. Next week, the Harlem Globetrotters are in town at the First Tier Event Center. And here is your trivia question for a family four-pack of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. And we've got, what, a handful of four packs that we'll be giving away.
We got a bunch
week.
Left, yep.
And so you can only win once per family, just like everything else that we kind of try and do on this station, kind of spread the wealth a little bit. 1-888-455-ESPN. Earlier this month, we had Hotshot Branch in, one of the Harlem Globetrotters. Hotshot Branch competed at a Big 12 school. Which Big 12 school did Hotshot Branch compete at? 1-888-455-ESPN. If you're the first correct caller, we'll give you a four-pack of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters coming up next week. And, of course, the day, I suppose we should tell you that. That is Wednesday, April 2nd, 7 o'clock at the First Tier Event Center. Good luck. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly, it's a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
Lips Printing Service has now made things even easier for our customers. Place your orders online with ease at lipsprintzone.com. This state-of-the-art website is your 24-hour link to Lips Printing Service. Place orders, get estimates, access your account, view current proofs, and upload new projects anytime, day or night. It has never been easier to get your printing needs completed at lipsprintzone.com. Done right, on time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
This year's Fall and Winter High School Sports Podcast on ESPNSuperstation.com will only be available through June 1st, so download your favorites today.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop across the area today with a high temperature around 57. Northwest winds also develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies with an isolated shower possible. Lows at 33, up to 58 for high Wednesday. I'm weather I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy out today. I'd like to say he's on assignment, but he actually is attending some meetings. So, Daddy out today. He will be back tomorrow as he joins us from the Health and Sports Center and probably will scare a lot of little kids. But anyway, we invite you to come out Elite 8 Week. Come on over to Kearney. Check out the action. Great basketball. It is very competitive. It is very top level. And, again, when we get to South Dakota and we talk with them tomorrow, we're going to be talking about some kids from Nebraska, Amber Heggie. The Robinette girls are playing there. They've got two sets of twins. And as you may have been following along, if you are right here in the Kearney area, looking at the Kearney Hub as they do a great job of previewing all the teams that are coming into town. I think everything seems to be clicking along on the surface here, and so get a little scouting report from our show, from them, and check it out. There's going to be some great basketball going on. We gave away some Harlem Globetrotter tickets for next Wednesday's action at the First Tier Event Center. Hotshot Branch went to
Baylor University, and Chris from Lawrence picked himself up a four-pack.
All right, way to go. Coming up, we're going to give you yet. That's right, we've given away Elite Eight tickets. We've given away Harlem Globetrotter tickets. We're not done, people. We're not done. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. You know what's good about Troutman's? You can get some string cheese. You can get some snack sticks.
Mm.
You can put them in your cooler, or you can just put them in your golf bag. You can head out to Prairie Hills. And you can do that whether you're playing the simulator inside or whether you're going outside. They got great things at Prairie Hills, but you know how it is. You're going fishing. You're going golfing, going hunting. You get a little hungry. Well, you're not going to be pulling out some kind of rations, some army rations. You're not going to do that.
Snacks.
Why would you do that? You need some good old food. Why wouldn't you at the Troutman's Quality Meats? And then, of course, as we get ready to give you Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, we remind you that Prairie Hills Golf Course is looking for new members to see the new Prairie Hills. Come meet the new owners, Nick, Curtis, and Kurt. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude. The weather's getting nicer. It's not balmy this week by any means, but it's supposed to now stay in the 50s for most of the week. The wind down a little bit from yesterday. So go out, get a chance to see it, and check out the membership options and opportunities. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Prairie Hills logo, and you'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards and the rules for 2008. So come on out, check it out today, whether you're playing outside or check it out, the simulator, which was the 2007 simulator of the year. You can play virtually any PGA golf course. It's Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Let's go to the email from the Dent Popper inbox here. Matt in Kearney says, this will shake you up a little. Tom Pohl, one of my all-time favorite Tri-City Storm players. And unless you're right in there, and I guess I would say this about anything, whether you're a psycho Storm fan or a psycho Husker fan or a psycho whatever Dallas Cowboy fan, you probably would not know about this. But Tom Pohl, and Derek, obviously, being associated with the Storm right there, you know a lot about Tom Pohl, and he was a great, great player here, now playing hockey at the University of Minnesota. But he suffered a skull fracture and had to go into surgery and is listed as fair after brain surgery. And we go to TwinCities.com is where the story was forwarded to us from Bruce Brothers from TwinCities.com. Has posted this, and a poll from one of the first families of hockey in Minnesota is a senior forward on the men's hockey team. He is recovering in fair condition at St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester. In the scariest of moments, he was knocked off his feet in front of the team bench and suffered a skull fracture in their double overtime playoff game this weekend. Gophers coach Don Lucia, who visited Pohl on Monday afternoon, said he stepped into the room not knowing what to expect. Lucia said it's hard to see, but right now he is speaking, but has got a long way to go. I guess one of the Gophers' most popular players was hurt after he rifled the puck back into the Mavericks zone about 6 minutes into the second period. He was hit by the elbow of Mavericks forward Jason Wiley. His helmet flew off. He hit face first against the top of the sideboards and fell face first to the ice, unconscious, and had to go in for surgery. And if you want to know more, I guess you can check things out. University of Minnesota website, I'm sure, has something on it. But Tom Pohl in fair condition after a vicious hit and a brain surgery, a fractured skull this weekend.
Sounds like a dirty hit to me. Anytime you take an elbow and your helmet comes off before you hit the boards, usually it's a pretty stiff elbow to the head there, and I'm sure, I hope anyway, that the guy who did it got thrown out of the game, or at least some kind of game misconduct or something. But
well, hopefully Tom Pohl recovers. Like he's going to have some work ahead of him there, but at least at the moment things are looking okay. But the doctor's saying not out of the woods yet.
Wow, how many little freak injuries that we've seen in hockey this year between Zednik getting his throat cut and then this deal with Tom Pohl going down with Minnesota and, man, bad stuff.
That's one of those things. I mean, you know, it happens every day in a variety of sports. It's just that, you know, University of Minnesota, unless you're a University of Minnesota hockey fan, you probably don't know about this. And we want to thank Matt in sending us the email to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck bed, boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. Coming up on the program, we are going to talk with Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated about Nebraska football. Spring practice begins tomorrow. UNK got underway yesterday, some decent weather. And, of course, that's always the key. You only have so many days to get in so many practices once you start. And when the weather's nice, you want to go. In case the weather gets bad, then you can always skip a day or so. Spring practice runs through April 19th, spring game for the Huskers. But before we go into break, couple of other things we want to touch on as far as the sports world right now. Of course, Tiger Woods didn't win yesterday, but we got a chance to talk about that here on the show. We already told you that Boston began defense of their World Series title by beating Oakland 6-5 in 10 innings today in Japan. We've been talking Elite Eight basketball. But NCAA women's basketball is tonight. ESPN2, approximate 8:30 tip time. The Nebraska women will take on Maryland. The Terrapins playing on their home court. That's the way it usually works out for the women. Helps the crowds, and that's a much more advantage, you would seem. Last night, Big 12 kind of took it on the chin a little bit. Baylor knocked out. Oklahoma State barely survived in last night's action. Iowa State goes home after battling Rutgers, who some people think is going to win the national championship. And I think that would be interesting if they got a rematch with Tennessee along the way after the hose job that they took earlier this season. 8:30 tonight, though, for the women. But I've got to talk Nebraska men's basketball.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's the deal, folks. I understand. There's some people that don't even want to talk about the NIT. And I think I can speak for some people that aren't here today that probably wouldn't care one way or the other. But you know what? Part of my job is to watch the sports, to see what's going on, to talk about it. And when it's Nebraska, I want to watch as much of it as I can. And so me and some of my friends went and watched it yesterday, watched the Nebraska basketball game. And I will say that I cannot believe how hard they played. That, for most of the game, I thought was one of their best efforts of the entire year, at least that I got to see. They fought. Mississippi was good. They got out to a good start. Mississippi did. They got up by 9. The Huskers rallied to tie it. Mississippi got it back to 8. Huskers cut it to 4 before halftime. And then, giving up too many points. And Doc Sadler, he really took the high road. But if you watched the game last night, let's get it out there. Evidently, Tim Higgins and his crew flew directly from the UCLA A&M game and went to the Mississippi game. I have not seen that bad of a Homer job since the Simpsons movie. It was incredible. Wow. You could, if you watch the game and, if you want to be that person that says, quit whining about the calls, you know what? Nebraska probably played as good as they could until they just ran out of gas in overtime. And if you go back and watch the game and tell me, how can anyone be paid to officiate a game or at least stand there and just screw you like those officials did last night? And for Nebraska to be in that game and to get it to overtime, absolutely amazing. Alex Marsh just ran out of gas in overtime. But Nebraska played so well last night for most of that game, despite having to play on the road against a solid SEC team and the three-man refereeing crew who, it was obvious at times. It was absolutely blatantly, pathetically obvious. And I just don't understand how they are not held accountable. How are these people not held accountable? All you had to do was watch Doc Sadler on the sidelines, and with it being a close game, he can't afford to get a technical foul. And he did a great job by not doing that. Most coaches would have blown up, and Sadler has a personality that he could do that. And he kept himself under check. But I'll tell you what, the bottom line is Nebraska wins that. It would have been tough for them. I don't know what they'd have done. If they'd have just flown straight to Blacksburg to play Virginia Tech tomorrow night. Been tough to fly to Lincoln last night after the game and then take off again tonight or tomorrow morning and go out to Blacksburg. So it would have been a tough turnaround. But this team gathering momentum for next year, every game important, every win important, is pointed in the right direction. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I said Barry Collier, bad hire. I said Bill Callahan, bad hire. I'm saying Doc Sadler, great hire. And hopefully, if you're a Nebraska basketball fan, get ready. Get ready. There won't be places to sit in the divani again. It's going to be a long time since we went back to the Danny Knee heydays that you couldn't get a ticket without paying a little bit above face value to go to a Nebraska basketball game. But, boy, it was sad what occurred in Mississippi, at Oxford, Mississippi, last night with that basketball game. They were very good basketball teams. They didn't need those three clowns putting on their circus with cotton candy and all of it to screw things up. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Take a breath.
You know what? You know what make me feel better? A
What's
Baconator.
That? Ooh.
A new spicy Baconator. At Wendy's, it's the home of the Baconator. They've been fired up, too, only on a whole different level. I was fired up. You can get fired up, too, in a different level with the new spicy Baconator. 2 slices of pepper jack cheese, sliced jalapenos, creamy chipotle ranch sauce, served with 6 strips of crispy hickory smoked bacon, piled high atop 2 hot and juicy quarter-pound hamburger patties. The new spicy Baconator combines the bacon you love with a spicy kick at Wendy's. I have a $15 gift card. A $15 gift card. 1-888-455-ESPN. Two Wendy's. 1-888-455-ESPN. What do you think? Do we want to throw out more trivia, Derek?
We've had two. We should, because we just gave one away the other day to like the fifth caller. We should make them work for us this time.
So we should go with some trivia. So that means I need a trivia question.
Is that what that means? I kind of put us on the spot there, didn't I?
I can do that. You know what? I can do that.
People are calling. Right? Should we put these guys on the line?
No. Northern Colorado and Nebraska play baseball today. Northern Colorado just coming off a big victory this weekend. Who was the number one team that Northern Colorado beat 6-3 on Friday? 1-888-455-ESPN, $15 gift card to Wendy's on the line. Sean Callahan when we come back.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Sitting in a new Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, which comes standard for the first year. If I want to get somewhere, I just push the OnStar button.
OnStar.
I'd like to get to 23 Front Street.
I'll download OnStar turn-by-turn directions.
Thank you. Now, if I was in an Accord or a Camry, I'd press a button, too, for the automatic window so I could ask someone in a new Chevy Malibu for directions. OnStar is standard on 11 Chevy vehicles for the first year. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly. You are so smelly, belly. There is a spray that smell must obey. Obey the spray! Obey the spray! Get fresh and no longer smelly, belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe deodorizing body spray.
The 2008 NCAA Division II Women's Basketball Elite Eight is returning to Kearney, Nebraska on March 26th, 27th, and 29th. I'm Brenda Van Langen, a Loper alum, and I'll be one of the announcers for the ESPN2 national broadcast of this exciting event. The nation's eyes will be on Kearney and Central Nebraska, so don't miss this unique opportunity to be part of history while watching some of the greatest athletes in the country compete on the hardwood.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We do have a winner for our Wendy's gift card.
Sorry about that. Getting Sean hooked up back there.
You're doing
great. Sean from Kearney knew that Arizona State.
Arizona State was the team that Northern Colorado beat in baseball this weekend. They have started the season with 22 straight road games. And this is their second trip to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Congratulations, Wendy gift card, going out to Sean. Not the next Sean that we're going to be talking to in a minute here, Sean Callahan, but Sean from Kearney. Hey, don't forget to check out how you're doing in your Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge, your brackets at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can win gifts from Muddy Mike Car Wash, Godfather's Pizza, Golf USA, Troutman's, who's got a $150 gift card for some great food there as well at Troutman's Quality Meats. And again, Troutman's trivia coming up here in just a moment, but we want to remind you with the big Home and Garden Show going on this weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, this is your chance to see Matt and the gang from Curbit. They will give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. It's warming up. You know you're starting to think yard work, and it's time to start thinking about that summer landscaping project. From flower beds to tree edging, pathways, walkways, playgrounds, sandboxes, and water runoff control and drainage, border applications from Curbit are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs and reduces edging and trimming by 75%. You can set your appointment with Matt today. Call 237-4805, or you can log on and see their website, curbit.net, curbit.net. And a third chance to see him at the Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds on Friday and Saturday. See Matt and the gang today. We are winding through this edition of the Doug and Daddy Show in spring football. Yesterday, Coach Bo Pelini addressed the media, and as you heard the press conference right here on ESPN Radio. And to talk more about that at the start of spring ball, from Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan joins us. Morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, you know what? First, I know you're going to be sad because Daddy's out today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, let's not...
I'm not going to ask. Let's just not even go there.
Let's go with business. But, hey, Sean... no surprises out of the press conference yesterday, and it seems to me that for the next month, unless something happens off the field or an injury occurs in spring ball, there's not a whole lot Bo's going to be able to say with what he prefaced yesterday. By, and what I mean by that is he says, I'm trying to lay the groundwork. I'm trying to see what we're going to do. You know, basically for the next 30 days, aren't we going to get, we're coming along, we're making progress?
Well, from him, I think yes, but position coaches, the assistant coaches, and the players are gonna give you a pretty good insight on what's going on. But you know, the first couple weeks, it's definitely gonna be a work in progress. And the thing I like about what he said yesterday is, you know, I don't have a set installation program of what I'm gonna put in. I'm just gonna make sure these guys get it, and once they get what we're doing, we'll move on to the next thing. And he's not gonna force feed these guys too much information this spring. He wants to bring them along at a pace that's going to make sense, at a pace that they're going to understand. And I think in the long run, that's going to help when you've got a lot of young players, particularly on the defensive side of the football, they're going to have a great chance to contribute next year.
Sean, what has happened from the day that Bo Pelini was hired and yesterday?
What do you mean by that?
What has happened with the program since Bo Pelini has taken it over? Anything that is very noticeable in your eyes?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, there's more of a family feel. The coaches have done a really good job of getting out more. Bo has not really, I mean, he's just gone out and done everything he can to really embrace the tradition, the program, the history, and those type of things. I think there's more of a blue collar mentality with the program now. And, you know, I don't want to say with Bill Callahan's staff, I don't want to say they didn't play, you know, blue collar, but I think this staff, particularly Bo, fits the makeup of the state of Nebraska much better, maybe than Coach Callahan did.
Sean Callahan joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, I know the kids are going to be saying the right things and seem to be fired up, but I'm going to keep bringing this up, and it'll be much to the chagrin of Daddy. But tell me the difference between the feeling now and the feeling when Bill Callahan came in 5 years ago, because it was upbeat, the kids were fired up, everybody was saying the right thing, it was going to be different. I see a lot of similarities with Bo Pelini coming in from that aspect. Now, I'm not saying coaching-wise and philosophy, but from that aspect, is the feeling kind of the same as it was 5 years ago?
You know, I think they're way different situations because, first of all, when Frank Soles was fired, I'd say most of the state didn't want him to get fired, and most of the state didn't agree with Steve Peterson on that decision. And I think a lot of people felt like he got pretty lucky to get Callahan. So there was always a pretty mixed review with that. And then, you know, with this situation, I think so many people were upset with Steve Peterson that, you know, Tom Osborne stepped in. And, you know, anything Tom Osborne says or does, everyone's going to fully support his decision. I don't think Bill Callahan had that type of blessing because of Steve Peterson. Now with Tom Osborne in charge and Bo Pelini here now, I think it's a whole different feel, and you don't hear anybody questioning the hire or second-guessing the decision to let go of a previous coach. So I think everybody's in full support of things, and that might be the biggest difference I see.
Sean, as you go into spring ball this year, it seems to be that Joe Gans is solidified number one at quarterback. We won't have that many questions as far as we've had the last few years. What are a couple other positions, though, that you really need to keep an eye on, even here in spring ball?
Well, I think linebacker is really the most wide-open position. You know, Phillip Dillard's the only guy coming back with significant experience. Then you've got a lot of young players that will battle it out. You know, you're talking about Blake Lawrence maybe being a strong side linebacker. The weak side linebacker spot completely wide open. Of a Travis Washington, Austin Stafford, you know, there's a lot of guys. You know, it's so wide open right now. There might even be a chance for a freshman to get on the field and play next August. I think, you know, wide receiver outside of Nate Swift and Todd Peterson, there's at least 2 to 3 other spots open for guys like Niles Paul, Menelik Holt, Will Henry, Kerensky Gillian. So to me, those might be the two most wide open spots where anybody can come out ahead this spring based on the open number of positions they need to fill.
Also, leadership was brought up yesterday. Sean, if you're around the team, as we said, closer than about anybody, could you right now name 3 kids that might be named captains of this team?
You know, I'd go Joe Gans. I think Matt Swanson is a great candidate on the defensive side of the ball. You know, there's a lot of guys you could look at right now. You have Barry Turner, Ty Steinkuhler, even Sue, but he's not a senior, Potter. There's no senior linebackers. There's really no good senior guys in the secondary. So on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's kind of wide open when you look at who would be the captains of right now. But I would say Potter or Turner would be 2 of the candidates right now if they only look at seniors.
How's your tournament bracket looking?
I think I had 11 or 12 out of 16. So I'm probably sitting – my final 4 is in act. And then I think I have 7 of the 8 in the Elite 8 right now still alive. So
Nice.
I'm in decent shape, but I think a lot of people are in that same boat. I'm not sitting at the top. I didn't pick Western Kentucky or anything like that. So,
well, we'll let her play out. Hey, Sean, we're running up against the end of the show. We appreciate you giving us some time. We'll catch up with you throughout the spring. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, Doug. Thanks a lot.
Sean Callahan from Huskers Illustrated. We've still got to do Troutman's Trivia, don't we?
We do.
We still got to do Troutman's Trivia.
We do. We've given away a ton of stuff today.
Should we save that till tomorrow, or do you want to do it today? Let's save Troutman's till tomorrow. We've given so much away today.
Let's do it.
Plus, that'll be another free plug for Troutman's tomorrow. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
You know, I hate giving away things from Troutman's when Daddy's not here.
any kind of food that we give away, it doesn't seem right without the big guy here.
And I know Kerry's working hard over there. Folks, if you're in from out of town and you want some of that good Nebraska food, stop by Troutman's, take it home with you, located right here on Highway 30. We want to thank all the fine folks that joined us today. Sean Callahan to talk Husker football from Huskers Illustrated. From the Elite 8, Tim Moser, head women's basketball coach at Alaska Anchorage. Mark Swayze, the head women's basketball coach at Franklin Pierce. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking, among others, joining us, Ron McHenry, the head coach at Washburn, Brenda Van Langen, to talk about the tournament as a whole, and we will be live at the UNK Health and Sports Center, where the quarterfinals will be played tomorrow, starting at 12 noon with Alaska Anchorage and Franklin Pierce. If you missed any of the interviews, be sure to check it out on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Go to the Doug and Daddy podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Law. We will see you tomorrow on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Okay.